In the basement of Sturgis Library in Barnstable, director Lucy Loomis moves some boxes around inside a small, climate-controlled room that looks like a bank vault. She finds the box she wants and takes it to a nearby table.
I'll show you a few of the things in here.
Sturgis Library dates back to the 1860s, and for most of its history, it focused on printed materials, primary documents like the one in this box, as well as books, magazines, and newspapers.
This is a ship's passport for a ship that was traveling through Barnstable Harbor. And it traveled here in Barnstable, and then it went to other places, but it's signed by Thomas Jefferson and James Madison.
It's an impressive document, but today, libraries are as concerned with bytes of data as they are with pieces of paper.
Some of us see a decrease in traditional circulation, which means people come and plunk their books on the counter and check them out, but they're using the library in different ways. They're using the computers, they're using ebooks and audio downloadables. They come in the library to read and get together and come to programs. So we're seeing usage increase, the number of people in the buildings increase, and they're coming to apply for jobs or, you know, learn languages, all kinds of things.
Librarians across the state report marked increases in patron visits and questions, an increase that can be dated back to when the economy began slowing down. On Cape Cod, circulation numbers jumped 10% in the first year of the recession. With finances tight, people are cutting things such as wireless internet access, newspaper subscriptions, and music purchases from their household budgets. Anne says Falmouth librarian Jill Erickson, they're looking to libraries to make up for it.
People are just realizing you can use the library as your own personal Netflix. You don't need to subscribe to Netflix. People just reserve a ton of DVDs, and when they get their DVD, they get their DVD. I mean, so it's, you know, it's essentially Netflix, but it's free. So if you can get it for free, why not go to the public library?
It's great that more people are using libraries, but libraries have their own money problems. Massachusetts has a library certification process that tracks things such as hours open, spending upon materials, and overall budgets. This year, state library commissioners received 123 requests to waive those criteria, and it granted nearly all of them. That's one-third of all the library systems in the state asking for certification waivers because of budget-related issues. Among the five Cape and Island towns requesting waivers, Barnstable saw a slight increase in funding, while Falmouth, Provincetown, and Yarmouth were just about level funded. But in Bourne, Library Director Patrick Marshall says the library took a significant reduction.
Budget-wise, we were cut 13% this past year, which was a pretty big cut for us. It was the first cut we've sustained in this economy. I think the town as a whole has tried hard to maintain services and resources for the town, but you know, the economy just has been in the dumpers for long enough now that it's caught up with us, so to speak.
Bourne's Finance Committee recently restored some library funds, bringing the total reduction to just under 10%. But staffing is back to the same level as the early 1990s, as usage is at an all-time high. An average day welcomes 400 people. About 200 people use library computers each week, while last year the Children's Department, staffed with 1.5 employees, served 8,000 patrons in various programs.
And I don't know how many people are using our Wi-Fi access because I haven't been able to figure out how to quantify that yet.
They sit in the parking lot?
They all sit in the parking lot, at all hours of the day and night doing that.
With the changes in usage and technology have come changes in culture. Most public libraries see their mission to include being a common area for people, a place to interact. At the West Tisbury Library on Martha's Vineyard, Director Beth Kramer is more likely to hand you a pair of noise reduction headphones than shush another patron.
It's a four-letter word.
Shh.
What I did is I bought soundproof headphones. So if you want a quiet space, we give them the headphones and you can create your own quiet space.
Libraries are not just for book reading and puppet shows anymore. They've expanded their idea of literacy to include teaching and allowing people to read and write across platforms. They make available specialized databases, search engines, and technology classes, making most programming and acquisition decisions based upon the needs of the community. In Harwich, where older adults continue to relocate and retire, the Brooks Free Library boasts one of the most robust library programs in the nation for the blind and sight impaired. For example, this large Braille embosser translates and prints text documents into Braille. Carla Burke coordinates the program, which also makes available scanners that can read documents aloud and loans magnifiers, ebook readers, and Braille punch kits.
Cape-wide, the population is aging. And what we see with the patrons that come in, the majority of them tend to be over the age of 65 and diagnosed with age-related macular degeneration.
Harwich has largely dealt with its budget issues by reducing hours. Burke's library director Ginny Hewitt says Harwich reduced its days open from 6 to 5 each week.
There are a number of libraries on the Cape that are open Tuesday to Saturday. Just kind of the reality.
State library officials say it's the reality across the Commonwealth. Hours have been cut because staffing levels have been reduced, which tracks back to the local economy. But overall, state officials say reductions in library budgets have been in line with most other city and town departments, meaning libraries are not being singled out. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran.